Jackson Lumber, Coaches Insurance, Double D Glass Services, Branded Graphics, Citizen State Bank, Glenn College, HEB in Brenham, Mattress Guys, Walchick Construction, Apple Ford, Thielemann Construction, Wingstop in Brenham, Conjura Tile, Brenham National Bank, TNA Services, Bilski Waterwells, Performance Health and Wellness, Van Dyke Rankin, Whataburger in Brenham, Texas Farm Credit, Seidel Schrader, Woodman Life, Dahman and Associates, J&J Packing, Washington Animal Clinic, Leroy Schrader Contracting, Bluebell Creamery, A. Freedom Bail Bonds, Computer Helpers, Memorial Oaks Chapel, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Hody Real Estate, Brenham Quality Meat Market, K&H Portable Toilets, Wellman Insurance, BVR Materials, Guadalajara Restaurant, Tegler Toyota, Burton Veterinary Clinic, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Collier Construction, Gathering Grace, Brenham Collision, and the Bluebell Aquatic Center. We'll be right back with our hosts Stephen Drain and Tommy Lange and the pregame show right after this word from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
HEB in Brenham has the secret to every mom's heart. So this Mother's Day, head to HEB to make her day extra special. They have everything from flowers and berries to spa day essentials, and the perfect card to express what she means to you. Grab her favorite chocolates, plants, candles, or a gift card to any of her favorite places. HEB in Brenham has everything you could think of to show her that she is truly the best mom ever. HEB in Brenham, they're always here for you, just like mom is.
It's playoff season, and the Cubs are bringing the heat. And Branded Graphics is proud to support them every step of the way. From custom t-shirts and embroidered hats to banners, signs, and full company merch stores, Branded Graphics helps local teams, businesses, and organizations show up strong. They believe in hard work, community, and bringing your best every single day, on the field and in business. So as you cheer on the Cubs, remember who's got your branding needs covered. Branded Graphics, your local partner for print, promo, and spirit wear. Let's go, Cubs!
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
Station, Texas. We're at College Station High School for Brenham Cubs baseball playoff action. Game two of the best of three series. Cubs took the first game on Thursday night. Had a little bit of rain last night. Did not allow us to play. So we'll have a doubleheader possibly here. Depends what the Cubs do in the first game. But what a beautiful day for baseball out here. And with that, we'll be back with more of the Brenham Cup pregame show after a word from our sponsors.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman and Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman and Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Brenham Cubs baseball team, who had a great season and is now in the playoffs on the road to state. Go Cubs all the way to state. To keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy, visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Brenham Quality Meat Market is celebrating moms with specials on Mama Hawks and anything else Mama wants. Like 10% off prime ribeyes and prime tenderloins. Every mom who stops by will receive a beautiful Gerber Daisy courtesy of Moose Feathers and Brenham Quality Meat Market. Then enter for a chance to win an hour-long Leslie Milliken massage, flowers from Moose Feathers, and a Brenham Quality Meat Market gift certificate. Make this Mother's Day one to remember with flavor, flowers, and fun at Brenham Quality Meat Market. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
And welcome back to College Station High School as we continue with the Brenham Cub baseball pregame show here. What a beautiful day for baseball out here. Amazing rainfall that everybody needed yesterday. So we really can't complain about getting all the rain that everybody needed. But just an absolutely gorgeous day here for baseball. Tommy, We talked about this coming over here about how nice it was going to be today. High sun, no clouds in the air, and a little bit of nice north breeze keeps the temperature down, nice and comfortable.
I tell you what, again, let's ditto, praise the Lord on the rain that we got. Needed. There are so many areas across the state of Texas that really needed this. You know what? The man upstairs always takes care of us when he needs to. But anyway, endless sky, just all it is just blue everywhere. Green baseball field, what a day for baseball.
Right.
We hope it's just one.
Yep, we're hoping for one. If not, we'll be here for two for you. So what we'll do is we'll send it back to the studios for a few words from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
At Leroy Schrader Contractor, we can provide everything you will need to make your outdoors the perfect space for barbecues, cool nights, and poolside fun. We carry all-natural patio stone, building stone, moss rock, and river rock to update or newly build your patios, walkways, pools, or house. At Leroy Schrader, you can find landscaping, flower bed, and gardening materials. We also offer road bases to fix your existing road or build a new one. To schedule your delivery, visit our website at stoneinbrenham.com. Leroy Schrader Contractor proudly supports the Cubs and Cubettes and wish them the best of luck at playoffs. Go Brenham!
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham High School baseball team on an incredible season. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, audit and assurance, valuation and technology services, and they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serving and elevating their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back to College Station High School as we continue with our pregame show here today. Cubs just getting through of their infield in and out. Dayton's already taken it. Cubs will be the visiting team here in the second game of this series. Cubs took game one 7-4 on Thursday night. We were here for that game. Tommy, a big fifth inning for the Cubs in that game Thursday night with five runs, a big grand slam by Luke Hardy. Then Dayton gives you a little skier back in the top half of the sixth when they lead off with a home run and followed up with a three-run home run. All of a sudden, you're 7-4. But the good thing, Luke Hardy was able to come back in and shut him down that next inning, and Cubs come out with game one victory in that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, we were very fortunate. The three batters prior to Luke Hardy coming up in that inning were able to get on base. We got the bases loaded. And I said, okay, here we go. You know, Luke's good for something. He's good at least for a sacrifice fly, but a single would be great because we had good speed on the bases. But here he gets one up in the air, and he got all of it. So we got the grand slam, and, you know, I thought that was going to be enough. But, boy, I tell you what, the Broncos came back in that sixth inning and put a little scare in everything. But Luke really, really settled in that last inning. He did what he needed to do. He went back to, in that sixth, his rhythm was a little bit off. He had been doing so well moving his pitches in and out. He went back to getting that inside strike at the knees, moving it back to the outside strike at the knees. And I tell you what, he was, next thing you know, he's ahead of the count, and here we go. So great job. We'll see what happens today.
Yeah, we'll see what happens today here, and what we'll do is we'll be back with the starting lineup after these words from our sponsors.
It's springtime, and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Burnham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need. Built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Walchick Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walchick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalchickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Walchick Construction with your building projects. Walchick Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Cub baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back to College Station High School as the starting lineups are brought to you by T&A Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. And as we go through the starting lineups here, Tommy, you want to get them for us and let us know what we got going on today.
I tell you what, since they're the visiting team, we're gonna do our Brenham Cubs first today. So it's gonna be a little bit of a change in the lineup, and we'll explain. I'll let Steven explain that a little bit later. But anyway, leading off for the Cubs will be Owen Finke playing third base. Batting second will be Brody Tucker, the catcher. Batting third, Drake Behnke, DH. He will be DHing for Brooks Rosnowski playing left field. Batting fourth, Ethan Oshenbeck playing center field. Batting fifth, Luke Hardy playing first base. Batting sixth, Landry Mendoza playing second base. Batting seventh, Braden Steele. He will be on the mound today. Batting eighth, Hudson Hartstack will be at shortstop. And batting ninth, will be, in right field, will be Caleb Maurer. Okay, now for the Dayton Broncos, who in game two will be the home team. Leading off will be Anthony Zuniga. He will be playing center field. Hunter Wallace will be pitching today, batting second. Batting third, Sebastian Avila playing third base. Batting fourth, the catcher, Zach Wood. Batting fifth will be Luke Ressler. He will be the DH, and he will be hitting for Ryan Wood playing second base. Batting sixth, Kyler Moreau playing first base. Batting seventh, Caden Ripkowski playing right field. Batting eighth and playing left field, Logan Strickland. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Kreth Kelly. Those are your starting lineups for game two of this Dayton Brenham series.
All right, and as Tommy said, a little bit of change to that lineup. Unfortunately for the Cubs, if you were listening to us Thursday night, Dalton Hart went down with an injury late in that game. He is out of the lineup today. Hudson Hartstack taking his place over at shortstop. We had kind of conversations about this coming up here about what would be the difference there. And we're with Dalton Hart being a senior and your team leader, I think that may have a little bit of play in that today. Hopefully they'll be able to overcome that. He'll be cheering on from the dugout today instead of on the field. So, Tommy, we had a little discussion, and hopefully everything will work out for the Cubs.
Definitely. Hudson, I mean, Dalton is, you said it perfectly. He has been the team leader for this Cub baseball team. Just an unfortunate incident the other night. Very, very, very freak. It's one of those things that's like, oh, my gosh, did this happen? But it happened. But the main thing, the guys in the dugout, hopefully the guys are going to pick it up and listen to him. And, I feel very confident on the lineup that Coach Wheaton's put out on the field.
Yeah, hopefully they'll rally around that and make it through. We'll see how the Cubs can make it through the first round if Dalton will be available for the next round. Doesn't look like he's going to play at all today from what Coach had told us over there. So, going to be without their senior shortstop for this game, but going to be replaced by Hudson Hartstack. We've seen him a little bit play, and I think Hudson's capable of doing the job out there. It's just, being the first playoff game for him, make sure there's no jitters out there, and shortstop with the important position on the field at shortstop, just try and be that. Doesn't have to be the whole team leader, but just try and lead and try and do the things that Dalton Hart was doing over there at shortstop.
The thing about what everybody needs to do is it's one of those situations. They talked to Dalton's father yesterday. They tried to get an MRI set up for yesterday, with all the dead-gum details you have to go through now. It just didn't work out. But that's going to happen on Monday. And, everybody just say a prayer and hope it's not very, very serious, and he'll be back with us real soon.
Yeah, and so with that, what we'll do is we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Cubs in the playoffs.
Summer is almost here, and the BBAC is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with Kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find details, schedules, and more at cityofbrenham.org.
And welcome back as we're getting closer to first pitch for game number two between the Brenham Cubs and the Dayton Broncos. The umpires and coaches are out at home plate having the coaches meeting. So, Tommy, we'll be underway here shortly. What a great day for some baseball out here. I couldn't ask for anything better for a baseball game today.
I tell you what, this is a day made from the God above. I tell you, it's textbook today. It's
normally not used to this type of weather this time of year. Usually we're starting to push into the upper 80s and 90s. If we see 71, 72 today, I will be totally surprised. The north wind blowing, so it's going to blow the ball out a little bit for them. Breeze probably about 10 miles an hour out of the north. So
I'm looking at the flag. The flag is floating a little bit. So here we go. But it's what a day. I mean, This is textbook, folks.
Yep. So the game time weather update today is we pretty much gave it to you. It's perfectly beautiful skies over here. So if anybody's coming to the Savannah Bananas later on tonight over here, they're going to have an absolutely good time over at Cobb Field. So the game weather update is sponsored by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn is a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. So absolutely gorgeous day, and what we'll do is we'll take one more break, and when we'll come back, we'll probably have the national anthem for you.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Brenham Cubs on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings. Or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure with your listing and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes the Cubs good luck during the playoffs.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas. Festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go, Cubs!
And
We are back live as they've just finished up the national anthem, snuck it in there a little bit early on us. No player introductions today, so we are almost ready for game two. Brenham Cub playoff action between the Brenham Cubs and the Dayton Broncos. And just a reminder, don't miss the final UIL state event of the year, the 2026 State Baseball Championships, taking place June 4th through June 6th at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. For schedule, spectator, and ticket information, please visit uiltexas.org/baseball. Again, that's uiltexas.org/baseball. So, Tommy, getting ready for some baseball here on the mound for the Dayton Broncos is going to be number 5, Hunter Wallace. We did not see Hunter Wallace pitch in game 1. So, different pitcher. Wallace, I believe, played third base in that first game for him.
Another big right-hander, tall right-hander.
Another big, tall right-handed pitcher. And lineup just a little bit different today for the Cubs with Dalton Hart not being in the lineup. A couple little changes in the lineup, but for the most part, Coach Wheaton kind of kept it best he could. Probably, you know, when you disrupt your leadoff guy, you got to find another guy that's going to have to step up and be that guy.
You're exactly right, and good job putting Owen Finke up in that spot. Good speed, and Owen had a tremendous game on Thursday night. We just hope he can pick it up right where he left off.
Right, just one thing the Cubs are blessed with is they do have quite a bit of speed in their lineup, especially with Owen Finke up there. Even Brady Tucker for a catcher runs pretty well up there, so Brody Tucker is going to be in that number 2 hole today, which is a little bit different from where he's at. So, and we're ready to get it going here as Owen Finke strides up to the plate. Coaches have taken their spots over in the coach's box. You got Coach Spivey over there at third base, Coach Wheaton over at first base. And Owen Finke stepping up.
Coach Wheaton's over there talking to the first base umpire. He was behind the plate the other night. I think they're having a discussion about that.
Having a little talk over there. Umpire that was behind the plate the other night had a pretty tight strike zone.
I tell you what, though, Coach Wheaton's such a class individual. Handled it very, very professionally.
So first pitch is on its way to Owen Finke, and that pitch is taken up for a ball. So just a little bit high there on the pitch to Finke. So he's ahead, one ball, no strike. We're just underway, top half of the first inning. 1-0 pitch is on its way. Swung on. This is going to be flared out to center field. Center fielder's going back, and that ball is gone. Home run to lead off the game for Owen Finke. Owen Finke with a leadoff home run to start the game, and Owen Finke just made the first run of the game. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing farm or ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. Tommy, that ball carried.
He picked up right where he left off. So,
I tell you what,
and went one step farther.
When he hit that ball, I did not think it was going to go that far, and that ball kept carrying and goes over the right center field wall for a leadoff home run for Owen Finke. So stepping in now is Brody Tucker, the catcher, and he takes ball one. So Cubs off to a quick start here.
Turn around and take a look at the flag.
Yeah, I was trying to gander at that a little bit. So
it's straight out right now. So
the 1-0 pitch is up high for ball two, so Brody Tucker ahead here, 2-0. Cubs lead it 1-0, just underway, top half of the first. That 2-0 pitch is going to be fouled back behind us above the screen for strike one. So count now goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Kind of exciting day to start off the day with a leadoff home run there.
I tell you what, going back to Owen Finke, Wallace made the mistake of putting a pitch waist high right down the center of the plate, and Owen got all of it.
The 2-0 pitch to Tucker was a check swing strike, so count goes to 2 balls, 2 strikes. So Tucker swings. This is ground ball over to third base. Third baseman up with it. The throw stretched by the first baseman will get Tucker at first base. Nice play over there by the third baseman. Long throw back behind the base, but out number one for the Cubs on the 5-3 put out by the Broncos. Going to bring up to bat number 22, Drake Binky, the designated hitter. So I know Drake probably saw what Owen did, and he's probably just sitting there going, let me get one of those fastballs right there and see if I can do the same thing.
It's going to be interesting to see how Wallace pitches Drake Behnke.
So first pitch on its way to Behnke. It's going to be taken up high for a ball. It looks like
he did exactly what I thought he would do. He came with curveball, and he got by with that one. He hung it if he would. Whew.
Yeah, it was up around the belt, and Drake took that one. So the 1-0 pitch is on its way. This is going to be taken for a strike, fastball, inside corner. So evens up the count, 1-1. It's one out in the inning. Cubs up 1-0. Leadoff home run by Owen Finke. So Wallace's pitch on to Behnke is swung on and missed for strike two. So Wallace gets a hit, 1-2 count on Behnke. He's going to step out, take a little time, come back in. Wallace is ready, and that 1-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be taken outside, called strike three. So caught looking on a curveball that caught the outside part of the plate, and Behnke goes down on strikes for out number two in the inning. Going to bring up to bat center fielder number four, Ethan Auchinbeck.
I tell you what, the other thing about Wallace, he's kind of like a ditto of Braden Steele. He gets a signal, and he's ready to go.
Yeah, working quickly, which I'm a big fan of those pitchers. And first pitch in there to Auchinbeck is taken on the inside corner for strike one.
Thank you for making that statement. We need moving on. Let's play.
So the 0-1 pitch is going to be up high around the eyes for ball one. So evens up the count, 1-1. Yeah, like you were saying, Tommy, we're going to see the same thing when Braden Steele gets out there, gets the ball back on the rubber, and we're coming with the 1-1 pitch. And that's going to be a curveball taken for a strike on the outside part of the plate. So Wallace a hit, 1-2 on Auchinbeck.
Not a bad-looking curveball.
No, mixing it up pretty good. 1-2 pitch from Wallace. It's on its way. This is going to be swung on and fouled over the dugout down the right field line. So Auchinbeck stays alive. Got a fastball on that pitch just out and over the plate. Fouled it off to the right. So Wallace is back. The 1-2 pitch on its way. Going to be down in the dirt for ball two. Evens up the count. 2-2. Two outs in the inning. Nobody on. Cubs with the 1-0 lead just underway. Top half of the first inning. So 2-2 pitch now coming. It's going to be also outside off the plate. Curveball sweeps across. Misses. So full count now on Auchinbeck.
Yeah, came with curveball. Broke it way outside. I think he was thinking maybe Ethan would go for it. Really good eye by Ethan.
So 3-2 pitch is going to be taken for ball four inside. So Auchinbeck will draw a walk, heads down to first base, brings up to bat first baseman number 19, Luke Hardy. Hardy with the big blast in game one. And I'm going to be honest, Tommy, I lost it when it got up in the lights the other night. I could not tell you how far it went, but it was, if you want to say it was a moonshot, it was a moonshot.
It was a moonshot. It was way up high.
So Wallace working out of the stretch now. First pitch to Hardy is going to be up for ball one. So first time we've seen Wallace in the stretch here.
So seen a little bit of everything with Wallace. He gives up a home run, then he gets a guy to ground out, and then gets a big strikeout on Behnke, and then he walks somebody. So.
Exactly. 1-0 pitch is fouled off by Hardy down the third baseline for strike one. So we'll see how Wallace operates out of the stretch. He is big, tall, right-handed pitcher here. Long stride to the plate. See if Auchinbeck takes advantage of that over at first base. There comes the 1-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be taken in there for a strike two. So 1-2 count now on Luke Hardy. Two outs in the inning. Ethan Auchinbeck over at first base. Cubs with a early 1-0 lead. So Wallace will come set. He'll check on Auchinbeck. Pitch coming. Going to be taken up high for a ball. Evens up the count. 2-2. So Wallace working quickly, even out of the stretch, getting his sign. Auchinbeck's dancing over at first. That 2-2 pitch taken for strike three. So strikeout of Luke Hardy is going to end the inning for the Cubs. But for the Cubs, they do get one run on one hit. There was one runner left on base. Your score after a half inning of plays, the Brenham Cubs won, and the Dayton Broncos coming to bat. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Conjura Tile is incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham. They're your floor specialists. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Cubs baseball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoff tournaments. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible. For all the young people of Brenham High School, go Cubs! All the way to state.
The Brenham Cub baseball team is headed to the playoffs, and Citizens State Bank is proud to cheer them on. Since 1925, Citizens State Bank has been hitting your standards out of the park with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to hometown success. Because your hometown is their hometown, too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cubs baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank. Local people making local decisions since 1925.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs and let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Back here at College Station for Cub Baseball. Cubs with the early 1-0 lead, and stepping up the bat for the Dayton Broncos is going to be Anthony Zuniga, and he's going to take strike one on the first pitch from Braden Steele. Steele works quickly. He's back on the mound, and that 0-1 pitch down low for ball one. So evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So Zuniga had a home run in that sixth inning for the Broncos on Thursday night, and that 1-1 pitch on its way. It's going to be in there for strike two. So one ball, two strike count. So Braden Steele, as we said, love the way he pitches, works quickly on the mound. He's already back up, and that 1-2 on its way. Swung on and missed, and that's going to be strike three. So Steele with the strikeout of Zuniga to start it off for the Cubs on defense here in the inning. Going to bring up the bat for the Broncos pitcher Hunter Wallace.
So Steele doing exactly what we thought he would do. Doing an excellent job going inside low at the knees on the corner, then moving it back outside. So keeping them off balance.
First pitch to Wallace is a fastball swung on and missed. So Steele was probably watching the umpire in that first game. Likes that strike sound down a little bit lower than the umpire from the other night. So that 0-1 pitch on its way, this is going to be a fastball taken up high for a ball. So evens up the count, one ball, one strike. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Cubs with the early 1-0 lead on a leadoff home run from Owen Finke in the top half of the first.
And the Cubs did exactly what they needed to do, get a run in that first inning.
1-1 pitch is a curveball that is taken for strike two. So quickly, one ball, two strike count on Wallace. Steele looks like his off-speed is working rather well today for him. Keeping it down. So that 1-2 pitch coming now to Wallace is going to be a curveball swung on. This is a high drive to left field, and that's going to be gone, and we're tied up. So Hunter Wallace with the home run for the Dayton Broncos ties the game up at 1.
Well, the no-hitters and the shutouts go quickly.
Going quickly today. So if this is any indication of how the day is going to go for us there.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be an interesting day. So Steele kind of hung a curveball in there on the inside part of the plate, and it's pretty much a no-doubter from the time it left.
Coming to the plate, number 12, third baseman. Tell you what, Aguilar.
That was up there.
Yeah, that was just a towering down the left field line home run there. So stepping in the back now is third baseman Sebastian Avila.
Forget about it. We're back to square one.
Yeah, we're all tied up at one. We're in the bottom half of the first inning, one out. So first pitch to Avila is taken inside for a ball. So Steele back up on the mound. That one ball, no strike pitch is down low for ball two. So two balls, no strike count to Avila.
Tell you what, just forget about it, Braden. Just go back and do what you do, what you know you can do.
So the 2-0 pitch is in there for a strike on the outside part of the plate. Two ball, one strike count now on left-handed batting Avila. So Avila was the pitcher in game one for the Broncos, and that...
Oh, my goodness. I thought that pitch was better than the other one.
Yeah, 2-1 pitch is taken for ball three.
Wow.
So count now three balls and one strike on Avila. That 3-1 pitch is on its way. This is a ground ball. Hit over to Hudson Hartstack at short. He's up with it. Throw on the first is in the dirt. And Avila reach as Luke Hardy unable to come up with that play over at first base on the ball down in the dirt. So E6 on that play gets Avila over at first base.
It's all right.
First play for Hartstack over there at short. Made a good, kind of a slow roller there. Had to make a quick play. Comes up throwing. Just throws it a little bit low.
Fielded it cleanly.
So
Avila got down the line pretty quick.
Yeah,
so.
Brings up to bat catcher Zach Wood. So pitch coming to Wood is taken for a strike. Steal a hit, no balls, one strike.
Good pitch there by Braden. Came back, breaking that curveball on the outside corner, knee high.
So Avila with his lead over at first. Steele's delivery is fouled back into the screen. Quickly a hit, no ball, two strike count. Catcher Zach Wood. So Steele working out of the stretch. Going to get his sign from Tucker. Check on the runner over at first. And time now called by the batter. So batter steps out. He's back in. Steele with the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be swung on. It's going to be a single up the middle out in the center field. Auschenbeck's up with it. He'll hold the runner at second. So solid single up the middle for Zach Wood. Runners at first and second base now with one out in the inning. Going to bring up designated hitter Luke Ressler. We're going to get a pinch runner over there at first base.
Courtesy runner, Easton Brock.
So Easton Brock on the run for catcher Zach Wood.
Number 9, Easton.
Tell you what, the late coach Leroy Dreyer said, and that was just what he would say, textbook line drive just over the pitcher's head, right up the middle.
Yeah, solid hit up the middle there, just too fat on an 0-2 pitch there. So Steele has started over here. First pitch coming. This is going to be a pass ball. Runners will advance a base. So runners now at second and third base.
Tell you what I would like to see here right now is I'd like to see one of the coaches come out and just have a little visit with Braden.
Yeah, Braden Steele in a little bit of a jam here. Runners at second and third base. One out in the inning. Cubs are going to bring the infield in.
We don't need another pass ball because you got a lot of real estate from the home plate to the back.
So Steele's got a sign. The 1-0 pitch is on its way. This is going to be swung on ground ball to short. Shortstop up with it on the first. Holds the runner at third. So textbook play there for the Cubs. As they get a ground ball hit right to Hudson Hartstack at short base, shortstop. He looks back at third base, keeps the runner there, throws on the first for the out. So two outs now in the inning. Going to bring up the bat first baseman, Kyler Moreau.
Nice play there by Hudson. Field it cleanly, get the good strong throw to first. Second out.
So Moreau steps in from the left side with two outs now. Runner still at second and third. First pitch is going to be inside corner for strike one. So Steele trying to work out a little bit of a jam here. That 0-1 pitch is on its way. This is going to be taken outside for ball one. Fastball just missed the outside part of the plate. One ball, one strike count. To Kyler Moreau. Runners at second and third. Score tied 1-1. 1-1 pitch on its way. It's going to be back up the middle, and Steele's going to make a good play. Toss on over to first, and the Cubs are out of the inning. But for the Broncos, they do score one run on two hits, leave two runners left on base. And your score after one complete inning of play is the Brenham Cubs 1, the Dayton Broncos 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Guadalajara Mexican Food in Brenham serves up a full menu featuring all your favorite Mexican appetizers, entrees, and margaritas. Stop by for their fast and delicious lunch buffet, available 7 days a week. Planning a celebration? Reserve the back room for your next party or place a catering order to go. Their friendly staff is ready to make every visit feel like a fiesta. Whenever you're craving authentic Mexican flavors, head to Guadalajara Restaurant, located at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon, you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walgreens stores and all Arlen's stores.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back to College Station. We're all tied up here at one as we start the top half of the second inning. Landry Mendoza stepping in. Mendoza swinging there. He's going to have a 2-2 count on him as Mendoza batting from the right side. Wallace still on the mound for the Broncos. We're all knotted up at one. Two home runs apiece for each team. So the 2-2 pitch on its way, going to be taken outside for ball three. So quickly a full count on Mendoza.
Early going here, Wallace having a little bit of a difficult time getting that curveball across the plate.
Yep. 3-2 pitch on its way to Mendoza is going to be outside for ball four. So leadoff walk for Landry Mendoza starts it off here for the Cubs in the top half of the second inning. Going to bring up to bat pitcher Braden Steele. So, Tommy, I think I'm playing a little small ball here.
I think I'm right with you. So
I'm going to try and lay down a bunt right here and get my runner over to second base.
You got good speed at first base with Landry Mendoza. You know, get the bunt down and get Braden back in the dugout.
So pitch on its way. No bunt attempt here. Taken outside for ball one.
So much for what we think.
Yeah, so Steele up there, not any indication that he was going to square around a bunt on the first one. So the 1-0 pitch, this is going to be swung on and fouled back, evens up the count. One ball, one strike.
Knowing Braden, he may have told Coach, I don't want a bunt.
So Wallace comes set. He checks his runner over at first base. Pitch on its way is going to be taken on the outside part of the plate for strike two. So one ball, two strike count now on Braden Steele. Landry Mendoza over at first base led off the inning with a walk. So Mendoza gets his lead at first. Wallace comes set. The 1-2 pitch on its way swung on and fouled back. Off-speed pitch there. Just got a piece of it to stay alive. Keeps the count at one ball, two strikes. We're in the top half of the second inning, all tied up at one apiece. So that 1-2 pitch on its way to Steele is going to be down low for a ball. They'll check his swing, and oh, they say he went around. Not real sure on that one. did not think he even...
I was afraid when Blue went down to first base, and I looked at that umpire. I said, I think it's not going to go our way.
I don't think Coach Wheaton over at first is too happy about that call. He had a nice view of that. But that's going to bring up to bat the shortstop.
He might have another conversation with the first base umpire.
Hudson Hartstack up to bat. He's swinging on the first pitch, fouls it out back for strike one. So Hartstack, his first at bat of the series. He steps in with Mendoza over at first base. The 0-1 pitch on its way. Going to be taking off-speed pitch for strike two. So quickly, no ball, two strike count.
Yeah, I said he couldn't get the curveball over the plate. He broke that one on the outside corner.
So Wallace comes set. The 0-2 pitch swung on, fouled back into the screen. So Hartstack up the bat. Mendoza over at first. There's one out in the inning. We're all tied up in the top half of the second at one. Each team with solo home runs so far today. So Wallace gets the ball. He comes set. He's going to check on Mendoza over at first. That 0-2 pitch on its way is going to be taken up high for a ball. Trying to get Hartstack to chase something up around his eyes right there.
Good eye by Hudson.
So 1-2 pitch coming to Hartstack. It's going to be a curveball swung on and missed for strike three. So Hartstack down on strikes for the second out in the inning. He's going to bring up right fielder Caleb Maurer.
Number 10,
right fielder, Taylor Maurer. So Maurer's going to step in with two outs, runner over at first base. Maurer with his first at-bat of the series. First pitch coming, swinging away. He's going to swing through it and miss, so strike one on Caleb Maurer.
But the thing of it is, what you don't want to do is you don't want to get Wallace in a groove either.
No, Wallace has done a really good job of mixing his pitches, and the 0-1 pitch is going to be swung on again by Maurer for strike two. So quickly a hit, no balls, two strikes here on Caleb Maurer. Wallace doing a pretty good job mixing in fastball and off speed. The 0-2 pitch on its way to Maurer is going to be hit down to third base. Third baseman's going to come up with it. He'll throw on over to first, gets him by a step. For the third out of the inning. So for the Cubs, there were no runs on no hits. There was one runner left on base. Your score at the end of an inning and a half, it's all tied up at one. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
In 90 years of watching the Texas horizon, Van Dyke Rankin learned one thing. The time to prepare for a storm is while the sun is still shining. What the big national companies won't tell you is that flood insurance takes 30 days to take effect. If you wait for the clouds to gather, it's already too late. Get sound, local insurance advice from the neighbors who protected Washington County since 1936. Call Van Dyke Rankin today before hurricane season arrives. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. Real. Local savings.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees a value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
Welcome back to College Station as we start the bottom half of the second inning, and first pitch from Braden Steele to Caden Ripkowski is inside corner for strike one. So steal ahead, no ball, one strike count. 0-1 pitch on its way. This is going to be swung on and flared out to right field. First baseman giving chase. Right fielder is going to come across, make the play. So out number one for the Cubs on a fly out to Caleb Maurer out there in right field. He's going to run it down. That ball carried a little bit further away from Luke Hardy than I think he thought it was. Carried all the way halfway down between the first baseline and the right field foul pole there. So stiff breeze going to be blowing out to right field. I think, Tommy, anything out that way is going to be an adventure. You get it up in the air, it's going to probably travel pretty good.
No doubt about it. And, you know, I've noticed what's happening is it's gusting a little bit.
So Logan Strickland, the batter for the Dayton Broncos, he'll step in. He'll take ball one up high for the first pitch from Braden Steele. That's that 1-0 pitch on its way. This is going to be swung on and fouled off toward the Cub dugout. So he quickly evens up the count 1-1. And I think y'all don't understand out there how fast the Braden Steele and Wallace are working here in between innings. And the 1-1 pitch on its way, it's a one ball, two strike count. There is no hesitation and no wait by either of these pitchers.
And, you know, that's good. Keep the game moving. And what it does, it keeps your hitters off balance.
So Braden Steele's 1-2 pitch on its way, going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So going down on strikes is Strickland. Going to take us to two outs in the inning. Going to bring up shortstop Kreth Kelly. So Braden Steele comes back out the bottom half of the second inning, much like Wallace did in the top half of the second inning. Both pitchers kind of settling in here. So first pitch on its way, curveball taken for strike one.
Tell you what, big breaking pitch. Started out at Kelly and broke it on the inside corner.
A one pitch on its way. This is a fly ball. Hit out to left. Hit pretty deep. Ball is gone. So solo home run for Kreth Kelly is going to give the Dayton Broncos the lead. It was Kelly rounds the bases there. Brings our score to Dayton 2, the Cubs 1. Just a mistake pitch there by Braden Steele. Left something up high and inside, and both pitches that have been hit out have been pitches that are up in that area. I'd probably keep running outside on these hitters versus the inside part of the plate.
I tell you what, I want to commend the Dayton coach there. His players came out almost to the third base coaching box and turned around and looked at his players and motioned them back in the dugout. You know, hey, come on, guys. This is a game of baseball. You know, let's keep it clean. So
that'll take us back to the top of the lineup for the Broncos. Anthony Zuniga, the center fielder, he was a strikeout victim his first time up, and he'll swing and miss here and makes the count even at one ball, one strike. So Dayton with a solo home run takes the lead, and there's a foul ball by Zuniga, fouls it straight back. So he'll be down the count one ball, two strikes. So Braden Steele was kind of cruising along right there in that inning and made a mistake pitch. And today with the wind that's blowing here, I think anything that's hit up in the air is going to travel pretty far.
And I tell you what, I made this statement the other night that got him again on a strike.
And Braden Steele, a strikeout Zuniga for the last out of the inning. But for the Broncos, they'll score one run on one hit, leave nobody left on base. Your score at the end of two complete innings of play. It's Dayton 2, Brenham 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham, or order online at wingstop.com.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
And we're back. Start the top half of the third inning. Owen Finke leads it off. He'll square around the bunt and miss that attempt. So no ball, one strike count. Cubs trail it 2-1 as we start play here in the top half of the third inning. Cubs back to the top of their lineup with Owen Finke to start it off here in the top half of the third. 0-1 pitch from Wallace is on its way. Going to be taken down low outside for a ball. So evens the count, one ball, one strike.
Did you notice that before Finke stepped into the box, Avila came in from third base and gave Wallace some advice?
So Finke steps in. He's got a 1-1 count. That pitch is on its way. Squares around a bunt. He's going to bunt this one right back to Wallace on the mound, and he fumbles it, and they're not going to be in time. Wallace tries to pick it up quickly with the speedy Finke running down to first base, is unable to make that play in time over at first. So bunt single there for Owen Finke to start it off here for the Cubs in the top half of the third inning. Going to bring up to bat catcher Brody Tucker. I would expect a bunt this time, Tommy. What do you think?
I tell you what, if he doesn't bunt this time, so much for what you and I are feeling.
So I kind of felt like that in the last inning, had a leadoff man on, and we did not bunt him in the second. Let's see what happens in this inning as Tucker steps in. First pitch coming, he'll square around. This is going to be a pass ball, so job done without having to put the bunt down as Finke takes second base on the pass ball. So Tucker hit on the count, one ball, no strikes.
I tell you what, here we are only in the third, and we've seen a little bit of everything.
Seen a little bit of it all. Tucker squared around the sacrifice there, and the pitch is down low, and the dirt gets by the catcher all the way back to the screen. So Finke pulls into second base now. Nobody out in the inning. Cubs trail it 2-1 in the top half of the third. So Wallace has come set, check on Finke, and Tucker squares around. He's going to lay a nice bunt down the third baseline. Wallace going to have to make a good play to get him. Gets him by half a step over at first base, but job done by Brody Tucker as Finke now is at third base with one out. It's going to bring up your designated hitter, Drake Binky. So perfect opportunity here for Binky. All you need is some deep to the outfield fly ball to get this run in to tie this thing back up for the Cubs.
So an excellent bunt there by Brody Tucker. Gets it. It had to, the pitcher was the only one going to make that play, and just barely gets him at first.
So first pitch swinging is Binky swings at the off-speed pitch and misses. So Dayton will bring their infield in, try and keep the run from scoring on a ground ball. Binky looking for something he can get up in the air just to get a sacrifice fly. So 0-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be taken outside. Snap throw down to third,
oh,
and they picked off Finke at third base.
Oh, my gosh.
So Finke getting too far off the base over there at third. Catcher with a snap throw down the third will erase Finke.
Tell you what, folks, Stephen and I were talking about it in between innings. This catcher has got an arm on him. Probably the best catcher we've seen this year.
So Binky will step in with a 1-1 count now. Two outs, nobody on. Binky swinging at the 1-1 will foul it back into the screen. So missed opportunity there by the Cubs as Finke gets caught by the catcher over there on a snap throw and on a line to say the...
Again, just another thing that we've seen in this ball game.
So next pitch, Binky swings at the curveball for strike three. So the Cubs go down in the top half of the third with no runs on one hit and nobody left on base. Your score at the end of 2.5. It's Dayton 2, Brenham 1, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill,
sand, and topsoil. BBR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BBR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. BBR Materials wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Back here to start the bottom half of the third inning. Hunter Wallace, the pitcher, steps in and he fouls it at the plate. Wallace, his first time up, hit a solo home run out to left field. So the 0-1 pitch on the way from Steele is going to be off speed on the outside corner. Swung on and missed for strike two. I think if I'm Steele, I stay on that outside corner. It looks like he was not comfortable at all at swinging at that pitch out there.
Now, I'll tell you what, very uncomfortable. Had him totally off balance.
So the 0-2 pitch is going to be taken up high, fastball up and away. Wallace is on top of the plate there, trying to take that outside pitch away at this time. So the 1-2 pitch on its way from Steele, swung on a miss on the curveball. So, oh, they're going to say foul ball. Tucker unable to hold on to that.
So man, I marked it down.
Wallace stays alive, foul tips it, Tucker unable to hang on to that. So we'll do it again with the 1-2 pitch. This is going to be outside corner, swung on and fouled down the right side.
I tell you what, Braden really has him off balance this time. He was reaching for that one to foul that one off.
Yeah, he was just trying to stay alive on that pitch there, about a half swing at it. So we're going outside again. The way it looks, curveball is going to be swung on and fouled back into the screen. So Steele missed a little bit with that pitch, but no harm, no foul there. Fouled back. So Wallace will step back in. 1-2 pitch on its way from Steele. It's going to be taken on the inside corner. Going to try and push him off a little bit there. Evens up the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
I tell you what, that's really unusual. You just don't see a lot of... it's good for a number two hitter to be right on top of that plate, but you just don't see a lot of it anymore.
So Steele's 2-2 pitch on its way is going to be taken for ball three. So Wallace has worked the count back full.
Tell you what, you don't want to lose this guy here.
Timeout called by the umpire over here at third base. I'm going to go say something to the coach over at third base.
I think there was some jaunting going on. But great job by the coach there for Dayton. Goes over and tells his guys, tone it down.
So 3-2 pitch is going to be fouled down the third baseline. So Wallace staying alive. He's even closer to the plate on that pitch. Front toes are on the white chalk there. So Wallace will step back in. We'll do the 3-2 all over again. Pitch on and away. Hit comebacker to the mound. Steele's got it. He'll toss it all over to Hardy at first base. So out number one for the Cubs here in the bottom half of the third inning. Going to bring up to bat third baseman Sebastian Avila. So Avila, his first time up, he reached on an error.
Not being negative, but we're in a little different era now, and normally there's a little bit of jawing going on.
Everybody likes to talk a little smack out there. So first pitch coming to Avila is going to be just
missed on
just
that pitch.
Missed for ball one. So Avila up on the plate. He's batting from the left side. He's going to take the next pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike.
A good comeback pitch there by Braden, knee high on that outside corner.
So Steele comes back, hits that outside corner again for strike two. So a hit on Avila, one ball, two strikes. And the 1-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on and hit foul into the net over by the Cub dugout.
I'll tell you what, Avila turned on that one.
Kind of smashed that one down there, and they were scrambling a little bit at the end of the dugout there to get out of the way.
First base coach even moved.
So Steele's back up on the rubber. 1-2 pitch on its way. Going to be swung on. This would be a ground ball over to Landry Mendoza at second. He's up with it. Oh, and a missed play over at first base.
Great job by Brody Tucker.
Tucker backs it up the throw, but Mendoza's throw is wide of first base, and Hardy's unable to handle it. So E4 there on Mendoza over at second on the bad throw to first. Puts Avila over at first base. Going to bring up the bat catcher, Zach Woods. He's one for one, singled back in the first inning.
Tell you what, we don't need a repeat from Wood either. Hit a home run on Thursday evening.
So Wood steps in. He's going to take the first pitch. Inside corner, strike one.
Hey, again, good job by Braden. Keeping the ball down in the strike zone.
So Steele will check the runner at first. He's going to come with the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. So Wood is quickly down. No balls and two strikes.
Tell you what, Wood is another one of those batters. Right on that line in the batter's box, crowding that plate.
So Steele a hit here. No balls, two strikes. Time called now by the batter. He'll step out.
He was saying, I got two quick strikes, man. He said, I got to slow this guy down.
So Steele comes set. His 0-2's on its way. This is going to be swung on. This is going to be a pop-up first baseman Hardy chasing, but it's going to be just out of play. So keeps the count, no balls and two strikes.
I'll tell you what a great facility here. Indoor batting cage for both the home and visiting team.
The umpire put a ball back in play, and Steele's 0-2 pitch is going to be hit out to left field. Maurer's going to settle underneath this. I'm sorry, that's Resnoski, and he's going to drop the ball out there. He'll throw to second, and they'll get the force out at second. So Brooks Resnoski out there in left field settled underneath. The ball kicks off his glove but lands right in front of him, and he's able to pick it up and force the runner Avila at second base. So Cubs with some miscues here in this inning so far have not hurt them yet. And now we'll get a courtesy runner over there for Wood at first base.
Is that one? Number one.
Looks like number one out there.
Yeah, Brennan Gutierrez.
So two outs for the Cubs on a 7-2 put out there at second base. First pitch to Luke Ressler, the designated hitter, is taken for strike one.
I tell you what, mental error there by Avila. He should have been a little bit farther off the base. But.
So 0-1 pitch is up and in for ball one. It's even the count of one ball, one strike, two outs in the inning. We're in the bottom half of the third inning. The Dayton Broncos with a 2-1 lead. Pitch on its way is going to be down for a ball. So Ressler hit in the count, two balls, one strike.
Going back to that, great job by Rosnowski. Just a little miscue, but didn't panic, and runner slow getting to second base, gets the out.
Runner on the move to second. It's going to be fielded by Mendoza right at the bag as he was covering. He'll dive and touch the bag for out number three. So for the Broncos in the inning, there were no runs on, no hits, one runner left on base. Your score at the end of three complete innings of play. It's the Brenham Cubs 1, the Dayton Broncos 2, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Step up to the plate and keep unwanted pests off your field with TNA Pest Control. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, they deliver reliable pest management solutions tailored to your home's unique needs. Using trusted brand name products, their team swings for quality and consistency every time. Take the first base toward a pest-free home by calling TNA Pest Control for a free quote. Protect your home and enjoy a safe, comfortable living space. Call 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Gathering Grace at All Things Acres wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs and sends a special shout out to number 12 Braden Steele for making his family proud on and off the field. Gathering Grace hosts a family community dinner every Monday in Brenham at Fireman's Park, every first Monday in Burton, and third Tuesday in Belleville. Come sit down, eat together, and connect, not just as a family, but as a community, sharing stories, supporting one another, and truly putting God's love on display. Gathering Grace at All Things Acres. Follow them on Facebook.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
So we're back to start the top half of the fourth inning, and Ethan Auschenbeck up swinging, hits a pop-up right at the pitcher's mound. Third baseman is going to come over and make that play right behind the mound. So one out for the Cubs as we start the top half of the fourth inning. Going to bring up to bat first baseman Luke Hardy. Hardy steps in, was a strikeout victim back in the first inning.
I tell you what, Steven, the win.
There's a fly ball out to center field. Center fielder over. So Luke Hardy, first pitch swinging, is going to hit a fly ball out to center field. Center fielder makes the catch. So quickly,
two outs
for the Cubs here in the top half of the fourth.
Going back to that fly ball there hit by Ethan Auschenbeck. Wind picked back up. Steven, flags pretty well straight out. Third baseman got fooled just a little bit, but come up and made a recovery and made the catch.
So stepping up the bat, Landry Mendoza. First pitch to Mendoza is going to be outside for ball one.
Landry walked his first time at bat.
So two quick outs for the Cubs here in the to start the top half of the fourth inning.
I'll tell you what, you need to slow Wallace down here.
Yeah, Wallace seems to have settled in nicely. That 1-0 pitch is going to be in there on the outside corner for strike one. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. Wallace comes set, and his next pitch, the 1-1 on its way. Curveball swing and miss by Mendoza for strike two. So one ball, two strike count now on Landry Mendoza. Wallace has got a sign. That 1-2 pitch is coming. Going to be up high for ball two. So two ball, two strike count.
Good job by Landry. Pitch way up out of the strike zone. Try to get him, go for it. Good discipline.
So 2-2 pitch coming to Mendoza. Going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So the Cubs will go down in order here in the top half of the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base. And your score at the end of three and a half innings of play is the Dayton Broncos 2, the Brenham Cubs 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
And welcome back to College Station as we recap what we've seen so far. So far, leadoff home run for Owen Finke is the only run for the Cubs. That was followed up by a home run in the first inning for Dayton. They were able to get another home run in the second inning, and that's where we stand. 2-1 here as we start playing the bottom half of the fourth inning. A quick game, both pitchers working rather quickly on the mound. And Steele, with his first pitch of the bottom half of the fourth, is going to be outside corner for strike one. So this Cubs recap was brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Stop in today and try the new spicy honey butter chicken biscuit only at Whataburger. Kick breakfast up a notch with Whataburger's all-new spicy honey butter chicken biscuit. So next pitch was taken for a strike, so 0-2. 0-2 pitch is going to get by the catcher Tucker there. It's going to take the count out to one ball, two strikes. So both pitchers working really quickly, a really fast
great job by Braden getting ahead and count, still ahead in the count.
Yeah. So 1-2 pitch, Mendoza's going to snag it. He's going to try and throw over to first, but not in time as that ball was hit in between first and second base. Mendoza snags it, tries to throw it over to Steele, covering over at first base. So infield single to start it off for the Dayton Broncos.
You're going to give him base hit?
I'm going to give him a hit on that. I'm going to give him a hit on that.
I can go along with that. It was both first baseman and Mendoza both had to go for the ball, and I think it would have been a very close play at first base anyway. So we're good with that.
So stepping in now is right fielder Caden Ripkowski, and he's going to swing at the first pitch. Strike one on Ripkowski. Runner at first base, nobody out. We're underway the bottom half of the fourth inning. Cubs trail it 2-1.
Tell you what, he really had Ripkowski off balance.
So that 0-1 pitch on its way, taken in there for strike two. So quickly, no ball, two strike count.
Tell you what, two very good curveballs by Braden Steele.
The 0-2 is where Braden's kind of gotten a little trouble here. He's made two nice of pitches on those 0-2s. And once again, a hit out to right field. Right fielder Maurer's going to cut it off. Runner's going to advance from first to third. So single for Ripkowski. Puts runners on the corners with nobody out here in the bottom half of the fourth inning.
Tell you what, this is what we don't want to see.
So Steele's doing a good job of getting ahead, but when he gets ahead with the 0-2s and the 1-2s, just leaving the pitches over the plate, and the Dayton Broncos able to put good bat on the ball.
I tell you what, he got a pitch, and he just took it to right field. Caleb did a good job, but he wasn't going to catch up to it. It's one of those, you make an effort for it, and it goes to the wall.
So timeout called here is Coach Wheaton's going to...
Okay, here comes Coach. Good move here by Coach. No outs here.
Yeah, no outs. Going to go over first and third with nobody out. Make sure everybody's on the same page. Everybody knows what's going on out there.
You go back to, Mendoza making that play, and they just don't get the guy at first base. And then the next guy comes up, and it's one of those bleeders down the right field line. And
yeah, nothing hit really hard out there to right field. They're just taking it where the pitch was at. And
We're okay here. What you don't want now is you don't want a pass ball.
So stepping in is left fielder Logan Strickland. First pitch is going to be outside corner for strike one. So Steele up 0-1 on Strickland. Runners at first and third, nobody out.
A good pitch by Braden. coming back knee high on that outside left-handed hitting Strickland.
Going to be a bunt, squeeze plays on, and they will get it there as Steele fields it. He'll throw over to first base for the out, but scoring on the play will be Moreau from third base. Advancing to second will be Ripkowski. So Strickland, squeeze play was on a first and third situation there. Strickland puts the bunt down. And
we're seeing it all.
We're seeing it all today as the umpires are going to do a little conversation about this one.
Oh, no. Are they saying it may have been a foul ball?
I don't know if he's checking foul ball, if he's checking some interference by the batter as he was leaving there. But they'll discuss it.
I missed something. Did Coach question something?
Coach questioned it out there, so they're going to get together and talk about it. Not sure what the question was.
You made the right statement. Could possibly be batter interference.
It's possible. And it's also possible the way that ball came out of there, it may have come off his foot as he was leaving the base, too. So he may be questioning that because that bunt went straight up in the air off the ground. So it's possible
now
that
if it hits the plate and goes out front, it would still be fair.
Still fair. If it hits the runner.
He's out at first.
So he's out at first base. So sacrifice will be completed on the squeeze play, so Dayton does get a run out of that. It's going to push the score up to Dayton 3, Cubs 1. So one out now, runner at second base, stepping up to bat for the Broncos will be Kreth Kelly, the shortstop. He homered in his first at bat. So Kelly, a right-handed batter. Steele's going to check his runner over at second base. Pitch is on its way. Swung on. This is going to be hit out to deep to right field. Maurer's going back. He's going to make the play.
Oh, what a
great catch by Maurer. Runner's trying to get back to second, and he'll get back in there. Unbelievable play by Caleb Maurer out there in right field. So Kelly making a bid for extra bases in the right center field gap, and Maurer's able to run that ball down for out number two. So outstanding play by Caleb Maurer out there in right center field, brings it two outs in the inning. Takes us back to the top of the order to Anthony Zuniga. He's 0 for 2. A strikeout victim both times up the bat for Zuniga.
As the late sport doc would say, that's the highlight reel.
Excellent play out there.
Keeps great catch out there by Caleb.
Keeps a run from scoring there. A pitch on its way is going to be up high for a ball to Zuniga. So Ripkowski over at second base.
Again, we've seen it all. You know, here we have the squeeze bunt. Then Caleb makes a great play and making a big catch out in right center.
Big catch out there in right field to keep the score where it is. Definitely would have scored a run.
No doubt about it.
So 1-0 pitch from Steele's on its way is going to be swung on and fouled, tapped over to the right side. Or strike one, evens up the count, one ball, one strike.
Going back to Kelly, you know, he hit that home run. With him being the shortstop, I think that's Dayton's second leadoff hitter.
So pitch on its way, outside corner for strike two. So one ball, two strike count now on Zuniga. So runner at second base, two outs. 1-2 count on Zuniga. Steele's going to check the runner at second. Pitch on its way. Going to be swung on and missed for strike three. But for the Broncos, in the bottom half of the fourth, they'll score one run on two hits, leave one runner left on base. And your score at the end of four innings, it's Dayton 3 and Brenham 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
We interrupt your regular programming for a big-time shout-out. Apple Ford is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs baseball team, one of the top high school programs in Texas. And just like the Cubs, they're swinging for the fences with deals that knock it out of the park. Step up to the plate at Apple Ford and let their team help you order the dream vehicle you've been waiting for. Don't strike out. Come see them today or shop 24/7 at appleford.com. Apple Ford, right on Highway 290 West in Brenham, where you'll always find the smart choice.
And welcome back to College Station High School. As we start the top half of the fifth inning, Braden Steele leads it off for the Cubs, and he'll take strike one in there to start it off here in the top half of the fifth. Cubs trail it 3-1. The 0-1 pitch from Wallace is going to be left up high for a ball. I know if I were the Cubs hitters, I'd be sitting on the off-speed. He has a tendency to leave his fastballs yes. up high. Next pitch is going to be a single through the hole at short and third base. So Braden Steele will lead it off to the top of the fifth for the Cubs with a single leadoff runner on for the Cubs here.
Okay, we are going to have courtesy here.
We'll have a courtesy runner. It looks like Blue Sanega.
That is Blue Sanega.
So Blue Sanega is going to come on to courtesy run for Braden Steele over at first base. Up to bat is going to be shortstop Hudson Hartstack. So Hartstack steps on here. Runner at first base, nobody out. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. Cubs trailing it 3-1. So Wallace's first pitch to Hartstack be on the outside corner for a strike one.
No time to panic yet here.
Nope, got a lot of time left in this game yet. So the 0-1 pitch is going to be also on the outside corner for a strike two.
I tell you what, he came with two curveballs in a row, breaking them on that outside corner.
So Wallace 0-2 on Hartstack. Sanega running over at first base. 0-2 pitch is going to be down low, blocked by the catcher. Takes the count out to 1-2. So Wallace going to check on runner over at first base. That pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So Hartstack goes down on strikes for out number one in the inning. Going to bring up to bat right fielder Caleb Maurer.
Number 10, right fielder Caleb
Maurer. Maurer with an outstanding play in the bottom half of the fourth inning to limit the damage for the Cubs in that inning. So Maurer a step in, grounded out to third base, first time up. Takes strike one on the outside corner. So Wallace working out of the stretch, checks on Sanega over at first base. The 0-1 pitch on its way is going to be swung on and missed on a curveball. So Maurer quickly behind, no ball, 2-strike count here.
Tell you what, Brenham did exactly what we needed to do by Braden with the base hit, getting that leadoff hitter on base.
So that 0-2 pitch is down in the dirt, going to be blocked by the catcher, keeps it out in front of him, so Sanega stays over at first base.
Yeah, another great block there by the catcher Wood.
So Maurer up on the plate here with the 1-2 count. 1-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be taken Just a, wow. Just a bit outside. Pretty good pitch there by Wallace. He did not get the call. So evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Runner first.
I'm going to say the Blues got it. Oh, my goodness.
And 2-2 is going to be a curveball that swung on and missed by Maurer for strike three. So two outs now for the Cubs. Going to take us back up to the top of the order, Owen Finke.
Number eight. Third base.
Finke is 2-for-2 on the day. He's got a home run and a single. So Finke will step in here with two outs and a runner at first base. Wallace is going to check on Sinega and bring the first pitch to Finke. It's going to run outside for ball one. So Finke looking for something to hit here. 1-0 pitch is going to be outside again for ball two. So two balls, no strike count on Finke. So Wallace trying to work the outside corner on Finke. Led off the game with a home run. 2-0 pitch is on its way. Swinging. This is going to be fouled out of play. Just behind the Cub dugout. So it takes our count to two balls and one strike. Runner at first base. Two outs. Cubs trail it 3-1. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. So Wallace had come set. 2-1 pitch on its way, taking the outside corner with the fastball. Evens the count up at two balls and two strikes. So Sinega over at first. He's running for steal. He's off and running on the pitch. Pitches outside. Catcher unable to grab it. So stolen base for Blue Sinega as he pulls into second base. Takes the count on Finke out to three balls and two strikes.
I tell you what, good jump there by Blue Sinega and Wood trying to hurry at the throw and just couldn't get the handle on it.
Picked a good pitch to run on off speed there.
Oh, no doubt about it.
3-2 pitch on its way to Finke, and this is hit foul down the third base side, out of play. The count stays at three balls and two strikes. Sinega now over at second base. Finke with 3-2 count, two outs in the inning. Wallace checks on Sinega at second. 3-2 pitch on its way. This again foul down the third base side, out of play. So we'll reset everything and do it all over again on the 3-2. So Wallace looks in. He's got a sign from his catcher. Check on Sinega at second. 3-2 pitch on its way. Swung on. This is a little flare. It's going to get over to shortstop and get down. This is going to score a run for the Cubs. Sinega's around third. Here comes the throw. Strong throw home. Not in time. So RBI single for Owen Finke will score Sinega from second base. Takes our score to Dayton 3, Cubs 2 now as Finke's over at first base on the single. He's going to bring up the bat catcher Brody Tucker. So Tucker will step in. He's 0-for-1 on the day. Had a sacrifice back in the third and grounded out to the third baseman in the first inning. So big RBI single there by Owen Finke.
Owen Finke having a game again.
So Finke over at first. First pitch on the way to Tucker. He's swinging fair ball down the... Oh, umpire calls it foul. Really close. Ooh. Down there at third base. Looked like that was right down the line. Umpire's there, calls it foul. Guess he's got a little bit better angle than we got up here. But that's sure.
Hopefully they're not going to make a mistake because we got four umpires out there.
Yeah. So it looked good from up here where we were at, but just foul. So Tucker misses on a ground ball down the third baseline foul. So no ball, one strike count. The 0-1 pitch on its way. Going to be taken on the outside corner for strike two. So 0-2 now on Tucker. Finke over at first base. Two outs in the inning. Cubs trail it 3-2. We're in the top half of the fifth.
I tell you what, and that was big, too, because it goes to the wall and with with Finke's speed.
0-2 pitch is fouled back by Tucker. Yeah, if that ball gets down the line fair there, Finke probably scores from first base on that play. So 0-2 on Brody Tucker. 0-2 pitch on its way. Going to be down, blocked by the catcher. Keeps Finke over there at first base. Another good job by Dayton catcher. It takes the count to one ball, two strikes.
Tell you what, if it's down in the dirt in front of him, he keeps it in front of him. The only ones that have gotten by that have airmailed outside.
The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed by Tucker on the curveball. So for the third out of the inning. But the Cubs do score one run on two hits. There was one runner left on base. And your score at the end of 4.5 innings of play, it's Dayton 3, Brenham 2. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham High School baseball team on an incredible season. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, audit and assurance, valuation and technology services, and they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serving and elevating their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
It's playoff season, and the Cubs are bringing the heat. And Brandit Graphics is proud to support them every step of the way. From custom t-shirts and embroidered hats to banners, signs, and full company merch stores, Brandit Graphics helps local teams, businesses, and organizations show up strong. They believe in hard work, community, and bringing your best every single day. On the field and in business. So as you cheer on the Cubs, remember who's got your branding needs covered. Brandit Graphics, your local partner for print, promo, and spirit wear. Let's go, Cubs!
And welcome back to College Station High School Brenham Cub playoff baseball action as we are starting the bottom half of the fifth inning. Cubs trailing it right now, 3-2. Braden Steele still out on the mound for the Cubs, getting his warm-up tosses in. He's going to face the 2, 3, and 4 batters for the Dayton Broncos here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. So Cubs able to scratch a run there in the top half of the inning on an RBI single by Owen Finke. Stepping up first for Dayton's going to be pitcher Hunter Wallace. He's 1-for-2 on the day. He's had a home run and a ground out to third base.
Tell you what, normally, going back to that inning, normally Braden Steele, when he even when he's pitching, he's running the bases, but great move there by Coach Wheaton, putting the speedy Sonega.
So Wallace first pitch swinging, hits a ground ball down to Owen Finke at third. He's up with it and on to Luke Hardy at first. So one pitch, one out for Braden Steele here to start the bottom half of the fifth inning.
I'll tell you what, that's what we needed, you know.
a big out there for Braden Steele. So brings up to bat third baseman Sebastian Avila. Avila is 0-for-2 on the day. He's reached, though, on 2 Cub errors. Get on the bases. So Avila bats from the left-hand side. Brody Tucker back in that play up at first. A little bit late getting back to the plate here. But we're ready to go. Steele's got it. First pitch on its way. He's going to be hit batter here as he's going to hit him on the leg there. So Avila will take first base on the hit by pitch.
Steven? We've seen more hit batters this year than I have in the last 5 total together.
So first pitch from Steele to Avila hits him. So he'll be over at first base, and stepping in the back of bat is going to be catcher Zach Wood.
I tell you what, when you see a guy like Avila in that number 3 spot, you know, he's had to done some damage somewhere along the season.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get him with a hit batter, that's not the world's worst thing.
Nope. So Zach Wood steps in. He's 1-for-2 today, had a single back in the first inning. So Avila with his lead, Wood swinging. This is down to Finke at third. He's going to pick it up. He's going to throw on to first base and get Wood at first base by a step. So hot shot down to Finke at third. Knocks it down, picks it up, throws on to first base. So out number two in the inning on the ground out to third base. On the ground out, Avila moves into second base.
Great job there by Olin. You know, the ball hit really, really well, knocked it down. Didn't panic, makes the good strong throw to first base, getting a sure out. So
stepping in now is going to be designated hitter Luke Ressler. So he steps in with two outs and runner at second base. So Ressler is 0-for-2 on the day. First pitch coming, swung on and missed at the off-speed pitch for strike one.
And, you know, that's what you want. You want a guy that hadn't done any damage yet today, and Braden's been able to do a good job with him.
So timeout called by the batter here as they're trying to slow Steele down a little bit.
Yeah, good job by Braden getting back in that rhythm again.
So the 0-1 pitch on its way is going to be just down a ball. Evens up the count at 1-1. Two outs, runner at second base. Cubs trail it 3-2. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. So Steele comes set. He'll check on the runner out at second base. Pitch is on its way. Going to be fastball up high for a ball. So snap throw by Tucker down to second, but Avila's back in there. So runner at second base here, two outs in the bottom half of the fifth. 2-1 count on Luke Ressler. So Steele comes set, 2-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be swung on. This is a fly ball to left field. Rosnowski coming over, is going to settle underneath, make the play for the third out of the inning. So for the Broncos, there were no runs on no hits. There was one runner left on base. Your score at the end of five complete innings of play. It's Dayton 3-2. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
If you've ever lost someone close to you, you know how important compassion is in a difficult time.
At the ceremony, their warmth and kindness meant everything to me.
Just that little extra kindness and consideration that makes the moment easier. Our caring staff will help you make your plans with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
And we're back here in the top half of the sixth as Drake Binky steps in to bat, and he'll take first pitch for strike one. So Binky stepping in, and he is 0-for-2 so far on the day. 0-1 pitch on its way down low for a ball. Evens up the count, 1-1.
Again, Wallace not changing his style, and getting his signal and coming right back at the batter.
So Binky fouls that one straight back at us for strike two. So 1-2 count on Binky, the leadoff batter here in the top half of the sixth inning for the Cubs. Cubs trailing it right now 3-2 in the top of the sixth. So Binky trying to get on to be a leadoff runner for the Cubs. 1-2 pitch is on its way. He's going to be taken outside for 2. Evens up the count, 2-2. Binky, the left-handed batter, waits on the pitch from the right-handed pitcher. Pitch is on his way. Swung on and missed for strike three, so Binky goes down on strikes for the first out of the inning. But it's time for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the seventh caller to KWHI Studio at 979-836-9937, and you'll win a Maloof Z pillow from Mattress Guys, valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the seventh caller. The cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. One pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. So stepping up now for the Cubs is center fielder Ethan Auchinbeck. Pitch coming from Wallace is taken inside corner for a strike. He's going to run our count out to 1-2 on Auchinbeck.
Do you have one of those pillows?
I do have one of those pillows.
Those pillows are good.
So 1-2 pitch coming to Auchinbeck is going to be swung on and fouled down the third base side. I've had one for quite a while. Maybe I need to go get a new one of those things. But
No, I think that's what I need to do is I need to go get another one.
So 1-2 pitch coming to Auchinbeck is going to be swung on. This is going to be a fair ball down the third baseline. This is going to roll all the way to the wall. Auchinbeck around first. He's hit it in the second. He'll pull up in the second base with a double. So Ethan Auchinbeck hits a screamer down the third baseline, goes all the way out to the fence in left field for a double. Going to take us to first baseman Luke Hardy.
Coming to the plate, number 19, first baseman Luke Hardy.
So Hardy steps in. He is 0-2 on the day. Time for a big hit here from Hardy. See if he can't get the game tied up with Auchinbeck in scoring position out at second base.
Tell you what, great piece of hitting there by Ethan. Down in the count, gets a pitch on the inner part of the plate and takes it right down that line.
So Hardy will take the first pitch, fastball outside corner for strike one. So Auchinbeck out at second base, one out in the inning. 0-1 pitch coming to Hardy. Going to be a curveball blocked out in front by the catcher. Evens up the count, 1-1. So big opportunity here for the Cubs, try and tie it up. 1-1 pitch on its way, swung on and missed by Hardy. Takes the count out to 1-2.
Tell you what, a fastball knee high on that outside corner. Luke just couldn't catch up to it.
So Wallace ahead, 1-2. 1-2 pitch on its way, that's going to be down for 2. Evens up the count at 2-2.
Came on that outer part of plate down low. Good job by Luke laying off that pitch.
So Wallace going to check on Auchinbeck out at second. 2-2 pitch on its way. Way outside this time for 3.
And I think what he's trying to do here is knowing what Luke Hardy can do, he's not going to give him anything too good to hit.
So Hardy with a 3-2 count. There's one out. Auchinbeck's at second base. 3-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be outside for 4. So Hardy's going to draw a walk. That'll put runners at first and second with one out and bring up second baseman Landry Mendoza.
Number 9, second baseman.
And this is going to bring a visit to the pitching mound. Dayton hit coach coming out there to talk to Wallace a little bit here. So far, Wallace has been pretty effective out there on the mound.
Yeah,
not many pitches and working pretty quickly on the Cub batters.
He had those two quick strikes on Luke, and then just kind of lost his rhythm and wasn't getting a call. And
much like Auchinbeck had Auchinbeck down 2 strikes in that count and gave Auchinbeck a fastball he could handle on the inside part of the plate, and he pulls it down the third baseline for the double. Now all of a sudden you got runners at first and second, one out. big opportunity here for Landry Mendoza to try and get this game all tied up here with a base hit. I have noticed the outfielders for Dayton do have pretty good arms out in the outfield. So we're all set, back ready for action here as Mendoza steps in with runners at first and second. First pitch coming. He swung on. This is going to be a line drive by the shortstop. And they'll double up Auschenbeck at second base. So unbelievable play by the shortstop. Going to bring the third out of the inning for the Cubs. There were no runs on one hit. There was one runner left on base. And your score at the end of 5.5 innings of play. It's Dayton 3, Cubs 2. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Brenham Cubs baseball team, who had a great season and is now in the playoffs on the road to state. Go Cubs all the way to state. To keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy, visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
And welcome back as we start play here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. And we got a winner in our Mattress Guys giveaway, Kathleen Flick from Washington. As my friends say, O-Dub out there, Tommy.
Yep.
Kathleen Flick, the winner of the pillow from Mattress Guys. And we'll start it off here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. First pitch from Braden Steele is going to be swung on and fouled back into the screen. Kyler Moreau up to bat for Dayton. He's 1-for-2 today. Had a single back in the fourth inning. So Steele back on the mound for the Cubs. The 0-1 pitch is going to be down low for ball one. Evens up the count, 1-1. So Steele works with the 1-1 pitch. Moreau swinging. This is a tapper. Finke's going to come up with it at third. He's going to throw on to first to Hardy for out number one. So ground out to third baseman Owen Finke and over to Luke Hardy for out number one. And he's going to bring up to bat right fielder Caden Ripkowski.
Right fielder
Caden Ripkowski. Ripkowski also 1-for-2 on the day. Had a single back in the fourth inning also. So quick out here for Braden Steele as we start play here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Cubs trail it 3-2. So Ripkowski will step in with nobody on, one out. Braden Steele on the rubber. Comes the first pitch to Ripkowski. He's going to be taking inside corner for a ball. So 1-ball, no strike count on Ripkowski. That 1-0 pitch from Steele is on its way. This is a pop-up on the infield. Somebody calling, Hartstack calls at shortstop, takes it, makes the play right behind the pitcher's mound on the pop-out. So fly out to shortstop Hudson Hartstack for out number two. Going to bring up to bat left fielder Logan Strickland. So Strickland will step in with two outs, nobody on. Hudson Steele working efficiently here in the bottom half of the sixth. So Strickland steps in, first pitch on its way. It's going to be swung on. This will be flared down the left side, out of play. So Steele hit, no balls and one strikes, two outs in the inning, nobody on. Cubs trail it 3-2. We're in the bottom half of the sixth. So So 0-1 pitch from Steele on its way. Going to be taken up high for ball one. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. Steele's back with the 1-1 pitch. That's going to be fastball outside for ball two. So it takes the count out to two balls and one strike. And the 2-1 pitch from Steele is going to be just off the plate for a ball. So three ball, one strike count now to Logan Strickland. Strickland's 0 for 1. Got a strikeout and a sacrifice bunt. 3-1 pitch hit right back to Steele. Steele's going to make the play. Toss it over to first for Luke Hardy, and that's a 3-up, 3-down inning. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. So for the Broncos, there were no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Your score at the end of six innings of play, it is the Dayton Broncos 3, the Brenham Cubs 2, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Gather in Grace at All Things Acres wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs and sends a special shout out to number 12 Braden Steele for making his family proud on and off the field. Gather in Grace hosts a family community dinner every Monday in Brenham at Fireman's Park, every first Monday in Burton, and third Tuesday in Belleville. Come sit down, eat together, and connect, not just as a family, but as a community, sharing stories, supporting one another, and truly putting God's love on display. Gather in Grace at All Things Acres. Follow them on Facebook.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
And we're back for the do-or-die seventh inning for the Cubs as Braden Steele's going to lead it off. He's going to hit a ground ball over to the shortstop. Shortstop up with it, throws on to first base for the first out of the inning. So Tommy Cubs need some base runners here to try and prevent a game two from taking place here as they trail it 3-2 here in the top half of the seventh.
Definitely need base runners. And every time we've gotten base runners on, we're either at the beginning of the game lead off with a home run. You know, we've been able to get, accomplish something. So here we go.
So stepping in now is Hudson Hartstack. He steps in, he's 0 for 2, takes the first pitch for a ball. 1-0 pitch coming, Hartstack hits a deep fly ball out to left center field. Center fielder's going to track it down on the warning track. So deep fly ball by Hartstack is run down by the center fielder out there, caught on the warning track in left center field for out number 2.
I tell you what, we've seen two good plays. They Brenham play by Caleb Maurer, making a great catch out in right center. Now the center fielder. I tell you what, Hudson turned on that one. I thought he had him a double there at least, but center fielder tracks it down, makes a big play.
Center fielder covered a lot of ground to get to that ball out in that left center field gap. So stepping in now is Caleb Maurer. Cubs down to their last out here in the top half of the seventh. Maurer will take a fastball for strike one on the outside part of the plate. So Wallace has gone the whole way for the Broncos. 1-0 pitch is smashed foul down the left side. So Maurer quickly down 0-2. So no ball, two strike count on Maurer. So Wallace's 0-2 pitch going to be outside for a ball. So one ball, two strike count on Maurer.
Really, really went wide, wide, wide with that. Not anywhere near a strike.
So 1-2 pitch on its way is going to be swung on. This is hit down the third baseline, just foul. third baseman made a diving stop back there, but the ball just foul behind third base bag. We'll reset it. 1-2 pitch coming to Caleb Maurer. Pitch is swung on, hit again down the left field line, foul.
Tell you what, Caleb really turned on that good of liner, but foul.
So Maurer battling up here. Cubs down to their last out here in the top half of the seventh inning. Trail it 3-2. 1-2 pitch on its way, way outside for ball two.
And again, a good job there by Caleb.
Wallace wanting to get this out because the hot hitter Finke is on deck. He's 3-for-3 today. The 2-2 pitch on its way to Maurer is going to be fouled back out of play to the right side. So keeps the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody on, 2 outs here. Top half of the seventh inning. Cubs down to their last out. So 2-2 pitch on its way to Maurer is going to be swung on. This is a little flare out to right center field. Right fielder is going to move over. He's going to make the play for the third out of the inning. So with that out, the Cubs lose it here in game number 2, 3-2. And looks like we'll do a third and deciding game. And we'll be back after a few words from our sponsors.
The Whataburger Bacon Steakhouse Double is back. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double, available only at Whataburger for a limited time. Download the app.
At Leroy Schrader Contractor, we can provide everything you will need to make your outdoors the perfect space for barbecues, cool nights, and poolside fun. We carry all natural patio stone, building stone, moss rock, and river rock to update or newly build your patios, walkways, pools, or house. At Leroy Schrader, you can find landscaping, flower bed, and garden materials. We also offer road bases to fix your existing road or build a new one. To schedule your delivery, visit our website at stoneinbrenham.com. Leroy Schrader Contractor proudly supports the Cubs and Cubettes and wish them the best of luck at playoffs. Go Brenham!
Summer is almost here, and the BBAC is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with Kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find details, schedules, and more at cityofbrenham.org.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need. Built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Walchick Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walchick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalchickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Walchick Construction with your building projects. Walchick Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
We interrupt your regular programming for a big-time shout-out. Apple Ford is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs baseball team, one of the top high school programs in Texas. And just like the Cubs, they're swinging for the fences with deals that knock it out of the park. Step up to the plate at Apple Ford and let their team help you order the dream vehicle you've been waiting for. Don't strike out. Come see them today or shop 24/7 at appleford.com. Apple Ford, right on Highway 290 West in Brenham, where you'll always find the smart choice.
Guadalajara Mexican Food in Brenham serves up a full menu featuring all your favorite Mexican appetizers, entrees, and margaritas. Stop by for their fast and delicious lunch buffet, available 7 days a week. Planning a celebration? reserve the back room for your next party, or place a catering order to go. Their friendly staff is ready to make every visit feel like a fiesta. Whenever you're craving authentic Mexican flavors, head to Guadalajara Restaurant, located at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
And welcome back to College Station High School, Brenham Cub Baseball. And Cubs lose it in game number two of the best of three between Dayton and Brenham, 3-2 today. So just got word our first pitch for game three will be at 1:15. Coin toss was already done in between while we were on the breaks. Brenham will be the visiting team. Dayton will be the home team for the third and deciding game of this series. So, Tommy, just tough luck for the Cubs there. Not much that you can say. Great job by the Dayton pitcher, Hunter Wallace, on the day. He kept the Cubs off balance quite a bit throughout the day.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, the Cubs did exactly what we wanted to do. You know, the big home run there in the first inning by Owen Finke, who ended up having a really, really good day. But you got to give credit where credit is due. Hunter Wallace did a good job of keeping the hitters off balance. And now I'm going to give credit over to Braden Steele. He pitched good enough to win the ball game. You know, you had a couple of home runs there by Dayton, and then they have this squeeze play that, I mean, you know, they did it all. They did what they needed to do, and, you know, they came out on top. So, you know, here we got the rubber match now. It's who's going to play solid.
Yes.
That's who's going to win this ball game.
I think it's going to come down to who plays the better defense there. The Cubs had some miscues in that first game today that may have cost them a little bit. But you can't take nothing away from Wallace. Wallace had 10 strikeouts on the day for Dayton. So just an excellent job of pitching there. Braden Steele, same way on the other side. Great job of pitching. Just the two home runs and the little sacrifice thing. And we played a very quick first game. And so we'll have a 1:15 start time for game number three. And what we'll do now is we'll just send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more of a post game from game two.
Brenham Quality Meat Market is celebrating moms with specials on Mama Hawks and anything else Mama wants. Like 10% off prime ribeyes and prime tenderloins. Every mom who stops by will receive a beautiful Gerber Daisy courtesy of Moose Feathers and Brenham Quality Meat Market. Then enter for a chance to win an hour-long Leslie Milliken massage, flowers from Moose Feathers, and a Brenham Quality Meat Market gift certificate. Make this Mother's Day one to remember with flavor, flowers, and fun at Brenham Quality Meat Market. 509 South Market Street, the name says it all.
H-E-B in Brenham has the secret to every mom's heart. So this Mother's Day, head to H-E-B to make her day extra special. They have everything from flowers and berries to spa day essentials, and the perfect card to express what she means to you. Grab her favorite chocolates, plants, candles, or a gift card to any of her favorite places. H-E-B in Brenham has everything you could think of to show her that she is truly the best mom ever. H-E-B in Brenham, they're always here for you, just like mom is.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Conjura Tile is incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham. They're your four specialists. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Cubs baseball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoff tournaments. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible. For all the young people of Brenham High School, go Cubs! All the way to state.
The Brenham Cup baseball team is headed to the playoffs, and Citizen State Bank is proud to cheer them on. Since 1925, Citizen State Bank has been hitting your standards out of the park with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to hometown success. Because your hometown is their hometown, too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cubs baseball and softball. Citizen State Bank. Local people making local decisions since 1925.
And welcome back to College Station High School. As we're in between games two and three here, we're going to have a final game coming up about 1:15 as a first pitch schedule, as the Brenham Cubs lose game number two to the Dayton Broncos 3-2. A very fast-paced game, both pitchers working very quickly and efficiently through the games. Each pitcher giving up the long ball, but just not enough for the Cubs to squeak it out there in the top half of the seventh inning, as we're going to end up playing a game number three, a deciding game to see who's going to advance in the next round of the playoffs. Tommy's down there trying to get us some lineups for game three, so we can have a little bit of pregame for y'all later on. But a great day for baseball out here today in College Station. Very, very, like I said, very quick game, and game number two always helps us out here on our end trying to get through it. We like the fast-paced action, but a low-scoring game in that game. Don't know what to expect for you in game number three. New coming in, that Dayton had two decent pitchers coming in. I'm guessing we might see the pitcher who finished up game number one for Dayton back on Thursday as their pitcher. Probably Dawson Keim for the Cubs will probably be pitching the game. But once we get those lineups later on, we'll have them for you. But right now we'll send it back to the studios and for a word from our sponsors.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life. Standing strong for generations.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Cubs in the playoffs.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Brenham Cubs on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Cub baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
And welcome back. We are in between games two and three as we get set for the third and final matchup between the Dayton Broncos and the Brenham Cubs. Game number two does not go the way of the Cubs as they lose it 3-2. Game one, Cubs take it 7-4. So we look forward to the upcoming third and final game as we get set about 1:15 on first pitch is what they're telling us over here as the teams are in between breaks right now. I'm sure the umpires are switching out who will be behind the plate. Going back to some of the game two action we had, Owen Finke led off game two with a home run for the Cubs. Gave him an early 1-0 lead, but in the bottom half of the first inning, it was tied up on a home run by Hunter Wallace, who ended up being the winning pitcher on the day. So we're all tied up at one. We went into the second inning. Cubs unable to score in the second. And in the second inning, the Broncos able to get another solo home run to take a 2-1 lead after two innings. So we go all the way till the fourth inning before we had another score as the Broncos scored on a squeeze play at home plate. Took a 3-1 lead. Cubs come back in the top half of the fifth and were able to score a run 3-2. But after that, Cubs unable to put anything across the plate. A couple miscues for the Cubs may have cost them a little bit. Had a runner picked off third base with one out in one of the innings that didn't help the cause for the Cubs today, and made a few little mistakes out in the field. Most of them were limited to the small part of damage on the mistakes with great defensive plays. So we kind of seen a little bit of everything in game two. We've seen the great defensive plays. We've seen the great defensive plays. We saw the mistakes made by on both sides, and we've seen the long ball today. We kind of saw it all in game number two. Game number one was a little bit different. Cubs had a big lead in there and then held on at the end to win that 7-4. So hopefully when we go into game three that we'll see the same type of play as we're almost getting set with lineups here and everything. But right now we'll send it back to the studios for some words from our sponsors.
In 90 years of watching the Texas horizon, Van Dyke Rankin learned one thing. The time to prepare for a storm is while the sun is still shining. What the big national companies won't tell you is that flood insurance takes 30 days to take effect. If you wait for the clouds to gather, it's already too late. Get sound, local insurance advice from the neighbors who protected Washington County since 1936. Call Van Dyke Rankin today before hurricane season arrives. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. Real. Local savings.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure with your listing and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes the Cubs good luck during the playoffs.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas. Festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go, Cubs!
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
Welcome back to College Stations. We're getting set for game number three, but we'll go over the star of the game from game number two, the first game today. The star of the game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. Star of the game for the first game today for the Cubs is going to be Owen Finke. He went 3-for-3 on the day, had a home run and two singles. So Owen Finke is the star of the game for game number one of today. And we're going to wrap it up here for this post-game show and go into the pregame for game number three, with the final and deciding game. And once again, the final score from first game today is the Brenham Cubs 2 and the Dayton Broncos 3. And we'll be back shortly with pregame action for game number three.
Play ball!
Made possible by Woodson Lumber, Coaches Insurance, Double D Glass Services, Brandit Graphics, Citizen State Bank, Glenn College, HEB in Brenham, Mattress Guys, Walchick Construction, Apple Ford, Tielemann Construction, Wingstop in Brenham, Kendura Tile, Brenham National Bank, TNA Services, Bilski Water Wells, Performance Health and Wellness, Van Dyke Rankin, Whataburger in Brenham, Texas Farm Credit, Seidel Schrader, Woodman Lumber, Dominant Associates, J&J Packing, Washington Animal Clinic, Leroy Schrader Contracting, Bluebell Creameries, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Computer Helpers, Memorial Oaks Chapel, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Hody Real Estate, Brenham Quality Meat Market, K&H Portable Toilets, Wellman Insurance, BBR Materials, Guadalajara Restaurant, Tegler Toyota, Burton Veterinary Clinic, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Call Your Construction, Gathering Grapes, Brenham Collision, and Bluebell Aquatic Center. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.